ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael Ben Reb Moshe.
Bechoris Taf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara on the Vav Beis brings down a braise, a memory from Avchia, Omer Avchia Bar Amram, Gimel Matinas Abechor B'mokm She'ein Mumche, Gimel Matinas HaNeder B'mokm She'ein Chochom. Shloishet Yoytis are able to be Matah HaNeder B'mokm There's No Chochom. The Rishonim in Maseches Nedarim, the Ran, the Chof Gimel, and the Rosh, and Simon Gimel, in Maseches Nedarim, Medayik, the Gemara, B'mokim She'ein Chacham, that the only time Shloisha Yoytus are able to be Matir, and Neder is only B'mokim, there's no Chacham, B'mokim, there is a Chacham, they're not able to be Matir the Neder. And the Ran says, Mistabez is Tamadover. Why B'mokim She is a Chacham, because Yoytus can't be Matir, is B'pnei Kvoidoi Shal Chacham, meaning to say, it's not a din be'etzem and hilchas ataras nedarim, it's only at kvoidei shal chacham. Now, pi that, the Ran says, that if so, it's only al chatchil l'kadin, but b'di eved, even b'mokim sheyesh chacham, also, the neder is hutar. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yehuda's choylik, Rabbi Yehuda says, echod mehem chacham, meaning to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shleisha yoytis are not able to matter a neder, only if one of the three of the Beis Din are a Chacham. Then the Gemara continues on, B'mokim she'ein Chacham ki goyin man. Rashi learns that Tav Shul Mosef B'mokim she'ein Chacham, it's not a hemshich of the memory of Rabbi Yehuda, it's going back. It's, the Ran says, it's like Omar Mar. We said before, Shleisha Matin as a neder B'mokim she'ein Chacham. So now it says, Mosef explaining, Kigoyin man, meaning to say, it's mashmad when you have a chacham, the chacham is able to matter the neder himself. Kigoyin man, what's the dag of this chacham? What do you need to be next of a chacham in order to have the koyach to be matter the neder himself? And we'll see shortly, Mitzvah Shem, that even Rabbi Yehuda is also masked with this halacha that a chacham can be matter the neder himself. And that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman kigoyin someone who's like me. So the Rosh Maseches Nedarim and Tosfos Be'ah says that Bezman Hazeh we don't have a Chacham, no one's considered a Chacham. Beis Yosef in Simen Reish Chav Ches is Mevar that the Mekor HaDvarim from the Rosh is since Rav Nachman said that what's a Chacham Kigoyin Ano is if so Mihu B'Doyra Se'elu the Gomer V'Sadok Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said you have to have the dad of Chacham has to be Gomer V'Savir like Rav Nachman. And our doyris, we don't have anybody who's Gomer V'Savir like Rav Nachman. Meaning to say that that's the kavod of Rav Nachman. The Goyan Nov, it has to be his dad of Talmud Chacham. The dad of Chacham of Rav Nachman, that's what's considered to be a Chacham. Besoysif is Medayik, the Rambam is Choylik. The Rambam Perek Vod Milch Shvuas, Halacha Aleph, paskins that a Chacham Mubiki can be Matis and Neder. So he says that Amam is Soysim, it's mashma that any Chacham Muvi can be Mati, even Mizman Hazeh. So he's Mevayel that the Rambam learned a different pshat in the Gemara. When Rav Nachman says Kigoyin Ano, he doesn't mean to say Kigoyin Ano that it has to have the same dag of Chacham of Rav Nachman, Gomir, Visovik Rav Nachman. That he means to say he has to be a Chacham Muvik Bedoiroi, just like me Rav Nachman, who's a Muvik Bedoiris. Echod mechacham gedolim shebedoyroi is so too someone who is considered one of the chacham gedolim shebedoyroi a chacham muvik just like Rav Nachman is a chacham muvik bedoyroi also is able to be matir the neder. So it comes out that we have over here mechloikas yishayim. What's the kavona of Rav Nachman? Good, I know. What does it mean to say? Does it mean the dag is chacham Rav Nachman, the gomer v'sover of Rav Nachman? What does it mean to say a chacham muvik bedoyroi? There's a third shita. What is the dag of Chacham b'negeya hatoras nedarim? The Ran brings down in Maseches Nedarim shita Ramban. The Ramban says it has to be someone who has smicha, which means to say not the smicha of our days, the real smicha they had in Eretz Yisrael, and only that's considered a Chacham. Now the Ramban is nistar from our Gemara. Rav Nachman didn't have smicha. You do it. That's why Amiram were called Rav, not Rabbi. They didn't have smicha, and Rav Nachman says clearly, "Kigoyin Ano," that he's able Timatis and Eder. So the Ramban says, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban learned a whole different Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban learned, very interesting, that when the Gemara says, the Mokmush Ein Chacham, that's a chelik of the Braise. Meaning to say, Rabbi Yehuda said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda said, Echol mehem chacham, b'mokim she'en chacham. Period. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do I say that Shloisha Yoytis and one of them are chacham, are able to matter the neder, b'mokim she'en chacham, only in a place where there's no chacham. But when a place is where there's a chacham, then Shloisha Yoytis, even if one of them are chachamim, are not able to matter the neder. What does that mean to say? Rabbi Yehuda says that if one of them are chachamim, are they able to matter the neder? So what does it mean, b'mokim she'en chacham? So he explains the Ramban that there's two dagas of chacham. There's a dagas chacham who's able to matter the neder himself. That's a chacham that has smicha. And then, where there's no chacham that has smicha, then other people are able to matter the neder. And then, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you cannot shloish at yoytis, you have to have the one of them are chacham, meaning to say, stam a chacham, stam a chacham. And the Ramban learns more than that. That the Hemshech HaGemara, the Moses says, Kigoy Man, is not going back on that which we said, B'mok M'she'in Chochem, in the days of the Braise, that the member of Rav Chia, that when there's a Chochem, is able to matter Levado, Kigoy Man. Rather, Kigoy Man is being Mevar with Rabbi Yehuda's Chochem. Rabbi Yehuda said, Echom Me'em Chochem, Kigoy Man, who is the Chochem who is able to mitzvah with another two Ajaitis? The Chochem who's matter Neder Levadoi, that's a Chochem who has smicha. Rabbi Yehuda said, Echem Em Chochem, that even though he doesn't have smicha and he can be matter Levadoi, he's able to be mitzvah of the two other ones. What dad of Chochem do you need for that? Kigoy Man, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rav Nachman, Kigoy Nano, someone who's gomer v'sovir, he's able to be mitzvah. And in Das Toisvis, Toisvis points out that it's just the other way around. The dad of Chochem to matter Levadoi is gomer v'sovir. And the Dagas Chochem of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, and Chochem has been started, that you don't even need the Dag of the Nachman of Gomer Besovir, any Chochem. And Taisa says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the din that a Chochem Kimata Levadoi, when he's the Dag of Chochem of Gomer Besovir. Rabbi Yehuda's Dag of Chochem is a small Dag of Chochem. Meaning to say, Bein Laramban, Bein Lashar Yishoinim, there's two Dags of Chochem. There's a Dag of Chochem, which is Mata Levadoi. Dag of Chochem, who can be mitzvah with another two adjoitis. According to Rav Yishoinim, Dag of Chochem, who's matel levadoi, is gomer v'sovir k'rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda's Chochem is a plain Chochem. According to Ramban, the Dag of Chochem that's matel levadoi is someone who has smicha. The Dag of Chochem that's matir mitziruf is gomer v'sovir k'rav Nachman. It's a couple of very interesting two pshat on how to read the words of the Gemara. B'mokom she'ein Chochem is a part of the Braise, or it's the Gemara going back to which we said before. So, the Vayla, we have four Shittas. What is the Dagas Chochem or Timata and Eder? I'm sorry, three Shittas. Gomer v'Sovir, that's the Shittas Rav Yishoinim, the Dasa Rambam Chochem Muvik, and Dasa Ramban, someone who has Smicha. Now, the Poskim say the Paskim Shulchan Aruch, that these days we don't have a Chochem. That's being choishish for Shittas Ramban, for sure we don't have a Chochem who's Gimata Levadoi. There's no smicha. Shari Yishoyin and Gomer V'Sovir, they say we don't have someone who has Mufluk B'Chochme like Rav Nachman. And according to Rambam Take, he could be Mata Levadoi, but we don't pass like the Rambam. The Pisrei Tshuva says a very interesting thing. He says, even though we don't pass like the Rambam, that is able to be Mata Levadoi, but L'chumre, one should be choishish for the Shittas Rambam. Meaning to say, the halacha is that you only can use shloisha yoytis but mokum she'ein chacham, but pnei kvoidu shel chacham, like we discussed in the beginning of this year, but pnei kvoidu shel chacham. So he says, l'chumre we should be choish l'shittas Rambam, that if you have a chacham with muvuk b'doiroi, then you shouldn't go use three yoytis, plain three yoytis imat v'neder, rather you should go to that chacham and be mitzayav with him another two yoytis. So it means to say that if you're together with the Chacham, of course, if you're in a place you're not next to that Chacham, then you don't have that. But if you're in a place where you're next to that Chacham, you shouldn't stam use Shloisha Yoytis Vatoras Tadorim. Rather, you should use that Chacham as one of the three. It's interesting. He says, what does it mean? Chacham Muvik L'Fidir Ambam. It says that Chacham, Abeizin, mashmach, any rav who's known to be a chacham, but the besides mashmach has to be echad mechacham magdoilim shabedoilis, one of the gedoilei chachamim, not any chacham who's a moira ira, echad mechacham gedoilim shabedoilis. The ikid din of the pesachim tshuva that he says to be choish v'shitis harambam lechatchil enati mati with the place of joytis b'mokim sheish chacham. There's a mokim to be mefakbek what he's saying, that kvoidish al chacham is that which you're not letting him be matel in eder. But since we're choish v'shitis harishonim and we don't rely on the chacham himself to be matir, so there's no kiyum of kvoidish al chacham as it is, because even when the chacham is be matel in eder, we're not going to accept the heter only b'tzidi of the other ones. So the whole concept of kodesh al-chacham is that which the chacham is the one being matter it. And since negeh aloch al-maiseh, we don't accept his heter, so there's a mokum to think that there's no kiyum of kodesh al-chacham as it is. And I never heard that someone being choyish v'shitis pischit shuvah, someone who's in a base medish of the gedolei chachamim, does the base medish they makbid to or be mitzaref this chacham as one of the shloisha chachamim, lo yishamati davar kazeh, very interesting in Inyan. The Gemara continues on, michlal the hanach called who? Yehuda said that one of them are chacham, so the other ones, what are they? They're called who? Rashi explains, k'loy ma'afilu ami oretz, ashnayim ami oretz heichru imut starif, how could ami oretz be mitzaref? The shittim kubetus and there's moisif, that he says that, commander less new dummy. The commanders as if they're not here at all. The place is asked that what's the Gemara's kasha? Michlal the Hanach Koldu. And Yehuda said Echa Chacham, if the Chacham is if you can learn Pshat like the Ramban, the Echa Chacham means Gomer Vesavir, like the Ramban learns Pshat, and the Gemara's explaining the Chacham of Rabbi Yehuda, so then what's the Gemara's kasha? Who says that Koldu, the Amratzim? The others too don't have to be the dag of chacham of Rav Nachman. So the Tosfos mekayach that mechriach his pshat that the chacham of Rabbi Yehuda is not gomer v'sover. It's tam a chacham. And the Meila Amora has a geshmaki kasha. Okay, so the other two they don't have to be a chacham. So what are they? Amiratzim. Rishonim learn from this Gemara. The Gemara says, "I'm sorry." The Gemara answers, "Amiravina the mistabilu v'sover." That the other two can't be simple yoytis. They have to be such people that although they themselves don't know what to learn, but when you explain to them, they're able to understand it. So the Yishayim learn up from here that Aloch Lamaise, Lefid Chachamim, that Shloisha Yoytis Amates Aneder. So these yoytis can't be simple yoytis. These yoytis have to be at least this Dage of Masbiru l'sovar, just like we find in Shita Sev Yehuda, that the two adjoitis have to be this daga, so too, l'idan, the all three, we don't need echachachav, have to be at least this daga. The besoisim is medayg, the Rambam is not mashma like that. The Rambam says, adjoitis, it's mashma, even simple adjoitis. So the besoisim and the lecha mishneh, sorry, the kesa mishneh, and the lecha mishneh mevar, a very gishmak pshat, the Rambam learned pshat, that's a special svar of Yehuda. What's his svar? Rabbi Yehuda needs one of them to be a chacham. So the Moor's question is, the other two, how do they relate to this chacham? How do they mitztaref to his chacham if they're not able to understand his chacham? The whole mile of having echa chacham, if the echa chacham has an impression on the Beis Din, somehow his chacham relates to the other two who are mitztaref to him. But if this chacham is levadoi, the other two are two adjoitis who can't relate to him, so then you don't have a kiyum of tzi, there's no way for the other two adjoitis to be mitztaref. And that the Gemara says that has to be the masber lehu, meaning to say that this chacham will explain to him the reason of the heter neder, and that's the way they mitztaref. So when Meile, the Rambam learned that's only in the Yehuda who needs echa chacham, so there we have this tanai, the other two, the only way they're able to relate to him and mitztaref is if masber lehu. But the Fidei Chachamim, that we don't need Echa Chacham, there's no reason to need Masbrilu. What's Maila Masbrilu? And Bemisin, I think Rashi would be Meduik like that, like the Rambam. Rashi, when he explains the Moritz Kasha, he says, Ami Oretz Heichru Uyim Lihitztaref. He doesn't say Ami Ora Teichru Uyim Lahati Neder. Lefi the other Rishonim, the Gemara's catch that swore in the Hete Neder that Ami Ora can't be Matir. Rashi says Heichru Uyim with Starif. It's Mashmas a swore in the Tziruf to the Chacham. And more than that, the second in the Gemara's Teretz, Rashi says the Mazrilu Tamel Hilchasadorim Visavri Veoisai Chacham Yelamed Esashnayim. If Rashi learned the other Rishonim that it's Tamas Svore, that this dag is a certain dag of Chochme. So what's Rashi saying? So we're in Rashi, that's learning the Rambam, that's the whole Kavan of the Gemara. How does it relate to the Chochem? And that was saying, Mazbrilu, mid that Chochem, Yilamed, Eseshnaim. So that's a Machalik, it's a Lachal Amaisa, Ladin in the Shulchan Aruch, of course, it's Choshish, for Shishitis Rishaynim, there has to be Mazbrilu, Vesovar. The Mishnah, that someone sells something that's also, so he has to give back the money. In the halacha that he has to give back the money, the Siman Choshemishpat Siman Eishlam and Beis, the Shulchan Aruch passes halacha says two times why he has to give back the money, either because of a knas or because he has no ana, the one who ate it doesn't have any ana. Means to say the smaz bothered by a question, let it be a mekach tos, but if he already ate it, so he had ana, he was nana. So why isn't the one who ate it mechuyv to pay because of nana? And that he says two swaras, either it's a knas or because he has no ana. That betzim would be mashm in the Gemara. The Gemara says it has to be dvarim shanefesh kotsa behem. That's the two pshatim of the sma, and then the sivis works out the gabinas kaminas la locha between these two timing. In the ikra locha, that if someone sells macholas asuris, then the moich has to return the money. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says, and it's passed like that in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, that's only by isra d'raisa. If the thing is only asur d'rabbanon, we don't have this halacha. Magen Mishnah says that there's no mekar for that. We don't know, he's not clear what the mekar of the Rambam is. He said could be mekar of the Rambam is, since the cases the Gemara are discussing, the Gemara are cases of the Reis, the Gemara discusses the Velis, Trefis, Shkotzim, Ramosim. So from the Rambam was Medayik, from the fact the Gemara only discussed Yisrud Reis, it would be Mashmas Halacha is specifically for Yisrud Reis, not Yisrud Rabbonon. This Maz Mevah, what's the Pshat in the Rambam? He says, because when a person eats something which is asur d'raisa, he has a tremendous tzar. He's not a henna. However, when someone eats a isur which is on the rabbanon, he doesn't have the same dag of tzar, and therefore, he's choshev kenehenna. It is considered like yarano. The Sivis asks that the Shach in Yerideya says that not only does he have to pay for the ano, but if he has any extra money, he doesn't have to give it back, even more than the Shir Hano. So he asks, L'choyre, it's for sure a mekach tos. There's a mekach tos over here. It's a mekach tos. He sold me something which is awesome. So the Nesivis says a tremendous chiddish, a mefursim dike chiddish, the Nesivis and mechadish, that we know someone eats an iser, and he didn't know it's awesome. So even though it's not a veda, it's not considered a veda b'mezid, but still considered a veda. It's an aveda b'shoigig, process of being carbon chattis. Says the Nesivis a chiddish nifle, that's only by Yisur de'raisa. By Yisur de'rabbanon, if it's b'shoigig, it's not considered aveda at all. And the rabbanon dike Yisur is only if you know you're doing the Yisur. If you don't know you're doing the Yisur, it's b'chalal not considered a ma'is aveda. And therefore, it's very geschmack that you have to pay for it because since you ate it and you didn't do an aveira, so therefore you have to pay for it. The Meshech Chochmer, the Meir Simcha in Pasha Shoiftim is Mevad, the Havon of the Nesivis. And he explains, what's the Yisrael Dvarim of Yisrael Rabbanon? You have to listen to the Chachamim. Loisosar, you have to listen to the Chachamim. According to other Yishayim, it's Tedayis Loisosar. According to other Yishayim, it's Asmachte. But wherever you go, the Yisrael Rabbanon is, they have to listen to the Chachamim. So he says, if so, the Yisrael of the Yisrael Rabbanon is not like Yisrael Dedayis, which the thing is Osir Be'etzem. It's a Dovra Osir, it's an Avelu, it's a Trefe, it's a Chefse the Yisrael. The Yisrael of Yisrael Rabbanon is, thou which are moided in the Chachamim. I'm not listening to the Chachamim. mitzad mitzvah she'osel limroid v'lo yisos lav kemeret. So he says, if so, that's only by when you know you're doing it. But as long as you don't know you're doing it, there's no merit involved. You did a b'shoigig, so then there's no aveir b'chlal. And he adds on that lefiza osi shape b'moichli dvorim asurim ba'achilim b'divrei Torah einem minakel ben adam she'ochal. Shachile av shaloi morad mikol mokum goyim machlas machla benefesh. By assuming the daisa, even there's no merida, it's goyim a machla benefesh. Loi kein asurim divrei soifrim menakle ben adamim shachile ba'atzmuse eino mazekes loi. That's a merid. Because that kosa ben esivis simin reish lamed beis. In yeshivas, the nusach that said over this esivis is that isur de rabbanon. And not a Issa Chefze, it's only Issa Gavre, that which the person is more than the Chachamim, and difference B'Shoigig, there's no merit involved, there's B'chal no Issa. However, there's Mokim Godel, Lefalpo Bazet, very not Poshit, there are Rayas from other places in the Rishonim, that Issa the Rabbanon is also Issa Chefze, it's something which has a bigger Riches to it. We'll end off the Perek with this Inyan.
B'chayuiz Perek Shishi, Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. The Mishnah and the Perek is going to be discussing the different mumin which we find in the behemoths and later on in the Kohanim, that this is negia by the behemoths, being to go and take a behemoth which is a kosher, a korban, that it becomes possible to be shechtin, agabi amizbeach, and so too benegia omesechta, which is in Bechoyers, that we're discussing the dine mumin which actually allow the person to go and take this korban, this behemoth, outside the Azora, and is allowed to shech the korban like a behemas chulin. The Mishnah starts off with the different mumin which we find in the ear, in the oizen habehemah. And the Mishnah by us, we have four different mumin which are mentioned, benegea the oizen habehemah, which are the first one the Mishnah discusses is a nifgemoho oizen. There's a pigam, there's something missing in the ear. Then the Mishnah says the din of nisdakov stack, which is the ear is split. We find in the Mishnah a mum of a nekev, of a hole, which we'll be discussing later on, the shiurim, the various amount, how much has to be a nekev, what's a shia nekev. And the fourth mum, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, is yevesha. Later on in the Mishnah Memamud Beis, we'll find another mum in the ear of the Behemah, which is Nichpela Ozno, he has a double ear, this itself is also a mum, and these are the five mumin altogether, which the Rambam brings down in Bias Mikdosh, Pirik Zayin Halacha Beis. The Rambam tells us, Achamisha mumin Boizen, these are the four mentioned in our Mishnah, and the fifth one mentioned later on in Memamud Beis. So let us now analyze a bit the different mumin which we find in our Mishnah, and to work out to define exactly the geder of the psul mum of pegam and also of stack. Rashi explains by us that the difference between a pegam, nifgama ozno, which the Mishnah tells us, is minaschus veloy minor. The Mishnah tells us this din of pegam, says Rashi. The defining mum of a pegam means that there's something actually missing from the ear, minaschus, the part of the ear which is essential for the behemah. This is the chilek which is missing. This will tell us that the behemah is going to be a pegam, a nifgam oznoi, making him into a balmum. And the Gemara says later on Amud Beis that actually the din of pegam is even bekol shehu, there's no shear how much pegam there has to be. The second mum is nisdaka oznoi, says Rashi. This is beli chisorin. This does not have any chisorin, there's nothing actually missing from the flesh of the ear. It is just, the ear itself is split into two, and since it is split, this itself is a nizdaka, even though also a stack doesn't actually have a shear, the Gemara says on Amid Beis. Any sort of split, which the ear, even though there's nothing missing, this will go into the klal of nizdaka oznoi, and this is also going to be a psul mum, benegea b'chori. These are the two first mumin discussed by Oizen, nifgemo and nizdaka. So, Be'emes, we understand, like Rashi explains, that in order to be called a pegam, we have to have some actual flesh missing from the ear in order that he should have this mum. But one has to understand the other way around. Why is every pegam not nichlal, not automatically included in a stack? A stack is split in the ear. So l'chayra, the fact that he has some flesh actually missing, he should also be called a stack. He's also, lemaisa, got a chalokim of the ear, which are split. It's even more than split, that's actually missing from the ear. But explains that he focus on his Pirish on the Rambam over there, Bias Mikdosh, Peik Zayin, Alocha Beis, that this is not actually so, because there's actually two different kind of moment. There's a mum when a chilik is missing, this is a pgam, but a nizdeka could actually be worse. The fact that we have the actual flesh hanging down on the ear and it is not connected, this is even more mechua, this is even worse. Looking on the behemah, and this could be a mum, whereas a pgam, where the whole flesh is missing, if not for the new pgam, which the Mishnah tells us that there's actually a mum of nivgama, then we would say that a nivgama is not included into a nizdaka. And therefore, actually, we have to have two separate moments. We have a mum when there's a chisorin, when there's something missing. This is called a nivgama oznoi. And we have something which is not missing, and it is split. This is nizdaka oznoi. So these are the two mumin of a pegam and a stack. So now we'll discuss the third mum. The mum is nikev. There's a machlekes later on, exact shear of the nekev, which we have in the ear. There's something a nekev in the ear. This is also a mum called nikva oznoi. This is the third mum mentioned in the Mishnah. Now we have to understand l'chir, since we said that there's a mum called nizdaka oznoi, which means that there is a split in the ear itself. So l'chir, we have to understand every single time we have an ear which has a hole inside, why could we not say that every nekev should automatically be included in the mum of nizdaka oznoi? Because the lemaisa, they're also not connected. The place of the nekev, the two sides are not connected, so this is also a split in the ear. And the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses later on Amud Beis, that there's no shear for the split. Memela, any chelek of the nekev which is split is also automatically, l'chayyur should be enough to say that this behemah is a nizdaka oznoi. Explains the Mari Kokos that maybe one could say that the din of a nekev is actually, even in Echatimtza, where the nekev is not a nekev mefulish, it is not a nekev all the way through, only a part of it has a hole, but there's actually some flesh at the back, which is not a nekev mefulish, it's a nekev she'enu mefulish. Maybe this would be enough to say that he has a psul of a nekev, and in this case we will not be able to say that he is a nizdaka, because he's not split, because he's connected through the back, there's a piece of flesh at the back. Says the Rikokos, this would be a suggestion to tell us that maybe this is the reason why we need to have a new mum called the nekev, even though the nekev is not mefulish. But says the Rikokos, lemaisef, we'll look in the Gemara Namad Beis, the Gemara discusses and compares the mumin over here to the din mum which we find by the Eved Ivri, and the Chaya, you will see in the Gemara's Mashma that the nekev has to be bemes, a nekev mefulish, and it is a kaushino, which is a nichnas v'yoytze. In Mashma, we're discussing a nekev, which is actually all the way through, me'eva le'eva, all the way through the ear, and only then does it become psul with a mum of a nikva oznoi. Memela says, Rikokos, we still have to understand why every single nekev should not automatically be included in the klal of nizdaka oznoi. The Chazanish, in Simon Chafetz, you've got in Gimel, he suggests, and he says that maybe the difference is because a stack would only actually be defined as a stack in the ear, a split in the ear, only if it starts actually from the sfas, from the outside of the ear going into the ear. But in the case of a nekev, which is in the middle of the ear and from the sides, it is connected, and it is not split from the sfas of the ear, says the Chazanish, maybe this is not enough to be called a stack. And Mamela, we have to have a third mum called the Nikva Oznoi. These are the three mumin which we find, Nivgama, Nizdaka, and Nikva. Now, while we're discussing this mum of Nekev, it's just worth pointing out that we do find different kind of Nekovim holes, different places in Shas, that there's different kinds of Nekovim. Sometimes the Gemara discusses in Trefus, in the Gemara in Chulin, in Dafnun Daled Omed Aleph, the Gemara discusses the din of Nekev in different places of the behemoth, which makes him into a treifa, and we find that there's differences if the nekev is yesh boi chisorin, if he's actually missing some flesh because of this hole, and therefore the hole is here, he's a nekev she yesh boi chisorin. But sometimes we can have a nekev she ein boi chisorin. There's no actual flesh missing from the behemoth. It just has a hole going through the behemoth, and even has a shear that the hole can spread open, even though there's no actual flesh missing. This is a nekev she'ein bo chisorin. Says the Bach in Yerideya Simen Shin Tes, he's a medayik in the Loshon of the Tor over there in Simen Shin Tes, that it's mashma that every single nekev by a behemah, even in a chatimtza, in a case where there's no actual flesh missing, This is also enough to say that this behema becomes balmum because of the psul nekev. There's no halacha that we have to have actually a nekev sheyish b'chisorin. As long as it is okay with the shear, with the amount that it is open, it's spread open, the amount of a meloy karshino, like the Gemara says on its base, on the Adasha, this is the machlekes, this will be enough to say that the behema is a balmum because it's nikva oznoi. Says the Chazanish, the one we quoted above, it's Simcha Feis, you've got in Gimel, that l'chayra, we have a mefurish raya to this din of the Bach, that the din of Nekev in our Mishnah is even aim b'chisorin. From the Gemara in Amid Beis, the Gemara says that the reason why we do not make a Kohen who is Eved Ivri, we do not do a Ritzia to his ear, we do not bore his ear, because we're going to be actually making him into a Balmum. Now, if one would say that the only way we become a Balmum is only if it's a Nekev Shiyesh b'chisorin, we have to actually be missing some flesh, then why could we not make an Eved Ivri Kohen a Nirtza? Why can he become an Eved Nirtza? L'chayra, there's no halacha we don't find anywhere in Hilchus Ritzia of the Oizen of the Eved Ivri that we have to actually take away a bit of the flesh of the ear. As long as we make a hole in the ear, this is also enough to say that he should become a Nirtza. So L'chayra says, Chazanish L'chayra Mefurish in the Gemara that it's enough to become a Balmum, even a Nekev, She'ein B'chisorin, like the Din of the Bach. And this maybe will be different than different places we find by Lagabe Treifus, like we mentioned in the Mishnah in Nundale Domad Aleph in Chulin, where some Yishonim, the Rif over there, discusses if we have to have a Nekev Shiyesh B'chisorin, also in Gemara Sukkah, Lagabe the Esrig, if it has to have a Chisorin in the Shia Nekev. But in our Sugya, when we're discussing the Psul Mum of a Nekev, says the Chazanish, and the Bach is Medaik like this in the Tor, L'chayr it is Muchach that a Nekev does not actually have to have any missing flesh, as long as it has a shear, it goes into the klal of nikva oznoi. So these are the three mumin we have in the Mishnah, and then the fourth one is the din of yveshus, of a dry ear, which the Mishnah discusses at the end of our Mishnah. These are the four mumin, and the fifth one later on, the chamisha mumin ba'oizen. Now the Mishnah tells us halacha right at the beginning, that even though we're discussing the mumin in the oizen, says the Mishnah, all these mumin Nifke ma'oznoi, says the Mishnah, minachaschus, or the other gerse, minaschus, avaloi mina'oi, if it's only by the oi of the ear, the soft part of the ear, like Rashi explains, this part is not going to become a mum, and mamela, this is not enough to have a mum, legaba b'choi, it has to be minaschus. Now, the actual definition of these two places in the ear, which the Mishnah says, that there's a mum only in the schus, and not mina'oi, there is a big tumul in achronim. Most achronim take on that any chelik of the ear, which is a bit, has a bit of a oyer kosher, which is a bit hard, this is already enough to say that it becomes a mum. And when the Mishnah says loy min ori, this is only referring to the bottom chelik of the ear, which is soft. This is a place which the Mishnah tells us that it is not going to be a mum. But any other chelik of the ear sticking out, even the chelokim, which are not actually in the inner side of the oizen, but as long as there is a bit of a oyer kosher, this is enough to be called minaschus, and this is also enough to become a balmum. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, he has a very big chiddush in the end of Hilchos Pesach, when he discusses the end of Mechiras Chometz, he says over there, b'negeah the mumin in the oizen, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that even in a behema which will actually be cut open, cut away, the whole ear of the behema, mi bachutz, from the outside, chelik of the ear, will be cut away, this will not be a mum. Because the Mishnah, when the Mishnah tells us that asa bimin aschus, explains the Shulchan Aruch Rav that this is only from the inner side of the ear, only the chilek mi bifnim, which is actually an indentation, and not on anything which is outside, which is mi bachutz, on the ear, even the chilek which is kosher, which is hard, this is also goes into the klal of the Mishnah, veloy min o'er. Explains the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says he has many rayas. And he says, this is not enough place to go and explain all his ra'ayas. But he has many ra'ayas to say that this halacha of the schos is only mamish in the inside of the ear, the mokoim of the chela ko'izem mibifnim. But anything which mibachutz and sticking out of the head of the behema, this is already included in lo'im in o'ori, it's not going to be a mum. Many achinim, like we said, are not maskim. They bring down this tzad, but they explain that l'chir does ra'ayas. Neged this tzad and the chayyur, the meishiv dovah from the tziv, in Hilchus Bechori, in Simen Samach Aleph, So tun im Albusha Yomtev, in Chilik Yoidea, Simin Yudalet, the Chazanish, in Simin Chofi, it's your cotton base. The all Moichiach, that Lechir, any Chilik of the ear from the outside, this is also enough to be called a Mum, and you don't need actually the inner side of the ear. And the Iker Yair, with the all being, is also from this Gemara, which we said earlier, in the Gemara Nomid base, that it says that the making Eved Ivri Koyen, a Nirtza, will make him into a Balmum, and Lechir, the place where we do the Ritzia of the Oizen, is not actually by the bottom, by the tnuch, because this is the place where he's not a balmum, but it is on the outer side of the ear and not in the inner side. So lechira is a raya that these places are also called minaschus and it is not included min or. And there's a big ariches in the tshuva in Koichov Miyakov in Simenchov Dalet. He discusses the various rayas lekan ulekan to work out exactly which chelik is called the or and which chelik is called the schus. Now the main din of the Mishnah, the Ika Aloche, which the Mishnah tells us that the Mumin have to be Minaschus v'loy min ha'or, there's a big machlokes Rishonim over here. What is Be'emes the reason why min ha'or is not called a Mum? Rashi explains by us in the Ramaschel v'loy min ha'or that the reason is because Hodabori, if it's only going to be min ha'or, it's only a Mum over, and the Chanami is a Bal Mum. Now he has a problem in his ear, he has a Balmum, he has a Mum in his ear, but it's Hodabori, later on is going to get better again, and therefore this is only a Mum over, which is not enough to go and say that this Bechoy can be Shechted mi Bachutz. Be'emes, it's Bafurish like Rashi in the Loshan of the Gemara in Amid Beis, the Gemara says clearly that Min Or is a Mum, but it's called a Mum over, this is the Loshan of the Gemara. But Be'emes in Toysvus Amid Beis, in the Vamaschel Kan, Lechir is Muchach, that Tosfos understands, like the Rishash over there points out on Tosfos, that Tosfos understands that in a case where the behemoth has something in his ear of the ear, in the only in the place in the soft part of the ear, it's a mavur in Tosfos that he's not even included in a mum over, he's not a balmum at all, he's bichlal not called a balmum, and the emes says to Rishash, we have to understand, how does Tosfos miyashiv the loshon of the Gemara in Amid Beis, which is mashma lehedi like Rashi, so to the Achiezer in Chilik Beis, the beginning of Simen Lamed Hey, he asked this kasha on Tosfos, how could Tosfos say that min ha'or is not a mum? Lechira is mavur in the Gemara, he is a mum, but the problem is he's a mum over like Rashi. So we have here machlokes, what exactly is the reason for min ha'or? Is the pshat he's not a balmum at all, or is he a be'emes, a mum over? The Loshon of the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis is also mashma like Tosfos that it is not a mum at all when it's a min ha'or. The Rambam doesn't count this case of min ha'or when he's discussing the mumim oivrin of a behemoth later on in the Perek. The Rambam doesn't bring down min ha'or. It's mashma in the Rambam like the Chinim of the Medayik, the Mari Korkus is ready Medayik, that he holds like Tosfos that the din of min ha'or is not at all a balmum and says the Mari Tel Gazi in Nun Aleph Amid Beis and Tul Beis. He says about Kol Choch, we have to say that the Rambam, so to Tosfos, they were not gerus in the Gemara at the beginning of Amud Beis, like Rashi's gerusa, that a mum min ha'or is a mum oiva, because they hold that it is not a mum at all. This is the machlokes Rishonim we have over here, if min ha'or is a mum oiva, or it is not a mum at all. Now, one final point we have to discuss over here in the Mishnah is the din of Nifke Mo'ozmo, Yimizan Schus, Aveloi min ha'or. The Mishnah tells us that this din, that the gam has to be actually from the ikke chelik of the ear, the schus, avaloi min ha'or, this tanai is only mentioned by the mum of pigam. But as we mentioned earlier, there's actually other mumin over here, there's four mumin over here in the Mishnah, there's a pigam, there's a stack, there's a nekev and yiveshus, all these four mumin, and only by pigam does the Mishnah tell us that this pigam has to be min ha'schus v'loi min ha'or. So we have to know, is this din dafka by the mum of pigam? Maybe the mum of pigam is the one which cannot be min ha'or, but every other mum can also be min ha'or. Or do we say no, that this tanai which the Mishnah starts off with is actually relevant to all other mumin also? The Rambam says mefurish over there in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Rambam says mefurish that this halacha of min ha'or is not just by the din of nifgemo. Says the Rambam, this halacha applies bein nizdak and bein nivgam and bein nikev. All these three things always have to be minaschus, says Rambam. Min ha'or, they're not mumin at all, like we said, Shittas Rambam is. And not just by pigam, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, so too by nizdak and nikev, are also minachdafke minaschus, veloy min ha'or. But it's interesting to point out that the Rambam, lemaise, only mentions three out of the four. The Rambam doesn't tell us the din. What would be the halacha if a chilek of the oir of the ear is Yovish, which is the fourth case of the Mishnah, which is a psul of Yoveshus, the Shia of Nifrecha, which it gets, we'll see the Shiurim later on in the Mishnah, if the din of Yovish is actually also Dafka min Aschus v'loy min or the Bach in Simushin test says Poshet. Now, of course, just like the Rambam says, that the din of Pegam and Stak and Nekev, all these have to be min Aschus, so too the fourth halach of Yovish also has to be min Aschus, and in not din v'loy min or. But the Har HaMuriyo, on his Pirush on the Rambam, he's Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam actually misses out the word Yovish, and he only says three out of the four, says the Har HaMuriyo, it's Mashma, and the Rambam understands that the Psul of Yovish, this Mum, is actually even Minori also, a big Chidush, that the Rambam holds that the Din of Yovish is even in a Chetimtze, where the Mum is actually only Minori, veloy Minaschus. So, as we said, the din of the Mishnah is only mentioned by Pagam, but the Rambam is Mefurish, so to the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, that this halacha is by all of the Mumin, and by Yovish is a machlekes between the Bach and Har HaMuriyo, how to understand the Shita of the Rambam, if this is a Mum, even in the case where the Mum is only Min Ha'ur. And we'll discuss soon, in Amit Beis, on the Geder of the Psul Mum of Yovish, that this might depend on the machlekes between the Bach and the HaMuriyo and the Rambam, if Yovish can also be Min Ha'ur. Now moving further on in the Gemara Amud Beis, the Gemara middle Amud Beis brings down a brayser, Tanu Rabbanon, Kamo Nekivas Ha'izen Meloy Karshino, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Imam BeKadasho. Then the Gemara brings down the Machlokes, which we mentioned already in the Mishnah, that the Shia Ezehu Yevesha Shem Tinoke Ve'ino Meitzia Tipas Dam. This is enough of a Shia of Yeveshus, which is Shita of Tanakam in our Mishnah. Ebiyosi ben Amashonu Maimer, Yevesha Kadei Shtei Nifreches. Tona, the Gemara says in the Breitzer, Kriven Divreyem Lios Shovim. And the Gemara asks on this, Divreyem Deman, Ilem Ede Tanakama Vebiyosi ben Amashulim, which is a second machlokes on the Shia of Yeveshus that the ear had dried up. There's a big machlokes between them. There's no Divreyem Lios Shovim, Kriven Divreyem. Says the Gemara, Tuva Eka, there's a big difference between the Shia of Tanakama who says that the Shia of Yeveshus means that it's dry, that ain't no mitzio tipas dam, to the Shia of Ebiyisi ben Amashulam, who says the Shia is that if you touch it, it's going to fall apart. This is the Shia, Kadei Shetei Nefreches. Now, there's a very interesting Chakira over here from the Biskerov in Chidush Agriz, and he says that we have to, be'emes, understand this Mum which we're discussing over here on the Gemara and the Medbeis, which is mentioned, as we said, in the Mishnah, the Mum of Yevashus, if the ear of the Behema was Yovish, was dry, we have a machlokes over here in the Shia of the Yevashus. What is the Gede of the Mum of Yovsho Ha'izen? Says the Biskerov, we can clear Chakira over here. Do we say that the din of Yevashus is a Mum bifnei atzmoi? Just like we find that if the ear has a hole inside, or if it's cut, it's nifkamo, or nikva, these are mumin, which are included in the mumin in the Torah, to say that this behemoth now becomes pasul on mizbeach, and a bechor kami nivde. So too, there's another mum, which is a mum of yevashus. If it's dry, then this itself is called a mum. Or, says the Biskerov, no, maybe yovish, as its own, is not a mum, because the ear is dry. The reason why yovish is a mum is only because since it's so yovish, it's so dry, we look at it, kemisha einoi, we can say that this yovish, this ear, is superfluous, is not here at all, and is kemisha einoi, and therefore has a loch of chosa. And since we said already that a Mishnah, that if there's something missing from the ear, this is the mum, memeila, any time where the ear has a yoveshus, it's dried up, that we can say kemisha einoi, it's got din chosa, memeila becomes mum because of the older halacha of a yovish, of a chosa ha'oizen, which is also a mum in the Mishnah. Memeila says Rizkirov, it could be that yovish on its own doesn't stand for itself, that it's its own mum. The reason why yovish is a mum is only because it's yovish, it's kemisha einoi, so we could look at it like a chosa. Says Rizkirov, that b'emes one can say that this is gufa the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Ebiyosi ben Amashulam. And it's not just a machlokes in how much Yovish has to be in the Shia of Yevashus. The machlokes is a machlokes Yesodus in the Ike Havona, in the Gede of the Mum of Yovsha Oizen. And this is the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, Tuva Ike, there's a big difference between them. This could be what the Gemara means to infer that the Behemoth has a big difference in Havona. Besides the Shia, there's also a difference here in Havona. The Tanakama, who says that it is enough, as long as there's no dam coming out, it's dry enough, that if there's no damis, it's called a yavsha. Says Rabbi Skirov, if we understand that yaveshus on its own is a mum, then we can understand shitov etanakama, as long as it's got a shia of yaveshus, that it's enough, that it's dry, there's no dam coming out, eino mitzio tipas dam, this has a aloch of a yavish, and mamela, yavish itself is a mum. The reason why Beit Yomar HaMashulim argues on the Tanakhama is because he holds that Yovish on its own is not the problem. The problem is that the Yovish, we have to look at it, Kemisha Chosa, Kemisha Einoi, and for this we need much more to go and say that the ear is totally not here, that it's Kemisha Einoi. This is not enough to say that the ear is dried up, that there's no dam coming out. We need much more than that. We need to have that the ear should be Nefreches B'tzipoyen, then we can say that the ear is Kemisha Einoi, and the male look at him like a Chosa. Mamela, this is a machlekes, and a kama holds that Yovish on its own is a mum, and Mamela, you can have any shia of Yoveshus, this is enough that he's called a Yovish. Mashenkin Ebiyotim and Amashulam, he holds no, he holds Yovish on its own is not a mum, the reason is Kemisha Chosa, Kemisha Einoi. Mamela, he needs much more, he says that has to be Yovish, Shetene Freches Ketzipurian. This is how the Biskarov suggests. A new pshat in the machlokes over here between the Tanakama and the Beis Ben Amshulim. Now, Be'emes, we mentioned earlier in the Rambam's Loshen was that there's five mumin in the Oizen. One of the five mumin, says the Rambam, is the mum of Yovish. Now, as we're saying now, according to the Beis Ben Amshulim, Yovish on its own is not a mum, it just is included because it's Kemisha Einoi, we can look at it like it's an Oizen Shechosro. But the Maisa, according to Biskarov, the Rambam, who passes at the Tanakama, that the Shia of Yovish is even, if it's Eino Meitzia Tipas Dam, then Be'emes, there is a Psul of Yovish on its own, and Mamela, this is the reason why the Rambam, who passes like Tanakama, can say that there's actually five different mumin in the Oizen, because Yovish on its own is a mum mitzad atzmoi, not just because it's a chosa. Now, a very interesting Marumokim, the Biskarov, pointed out, this is a Toisvus at the beginning of the Peyuk Lulav HaGozdel in Sukkah, Choftes Amid Beis. Over there, the Mishnah says the halacha of lulav hayovish. The halacha is we have to take a fresh lulav. Lulav hayovish, says the Mishnah, is possible. And there's a big arichas over there in the Rishonim to work out the shia of yovish of the lulav. How bad does the lulav have to dry out in order to disqualify the lulav from the mitzvah of netilas lulav? Toisvus over there, the beginning of lulav hagozel, the first Toisvus says that the shia of Yovish of a lulav is the same shia which we find in our Gemara by Yovsha or Izen in our Mishnah, which Rabbi Yosi ben Amashulam says that the shia is Yovish sheteini freches ketzipurin. Just like Rabbi Yosi ben Amashulam holds that the ear, the shia of Yovish, is that if you touch it and it breaks up, this is what's called Yovish. So too by a lulav, the shia of lulav a Yovish is sheteini freches ketzipurin, and there are more paskas like this, la aloche, like this Toisvus in Erechaim, Zmetofrish Memhei, Seif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch over there brings down other deus in the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ravid, and the Biagro over there points out that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with this Toisvus, like the Ramah Paskins La Halacha, is because Be'emes, in our Gemara, we see Mefurish as Machlekes about this Halacha of the Shia of Yovish by Bechor. And the Tanakama argues on Ebiyeti Ben Amashulim. Tanakama holds that the Shia of Yovish is way earlier of Einu Mitzio Tipas Dam. So why does Toisvus hold that the Shia of Lulav, when we want to work out the Shia of Yovish by Lulav, we use the Shia of Ebiyeti Ben Amashulim L'chayidaz Machlekes? Memela Laloche, which we paskin, like we said, over here by Bechor, we paskin like the Tanakama. So too by Lulav, we should be paskin like the Tanakama, and the Shia of Yovish should be earlier, and not just in the big high dagger of Yovish, Sheteni Freches Ketziporian. Says a Biskarov that could be to answer Toisvus, and there are more, like we said, paskins like this Laloche, the reason why they use the shita of Rabbi Yosi ben Amashulam benegeya hilchus lulav is because, as we explained, that the reason why the Tanakhama holds that there's already a psul in our Mishnah when it's eino mitzio tipas dam is because he holds that there's a new chisorin mitzad atzmoi because he's a yovish, and he can be called already a yovish when it's eino mitzio tipas dam. But if we want to say that this Yovish is a Kemisha Einoi, and we can look at it like it's not here at all, and in order to give it a Din Chosar, then even the Tanakama would also agree that we need to have something which is much more of a Yovish, that it should be Kemisha Einoi, Shetei Nefreches Ketziporin. Memeila Toisvus holds that when we're discussing the Dinei Lulav, over there there's no new Aloch of Yovish, the reason why Yovish is puzzle is because of it's missing, it's Kemisha Einoi. Memela, in this, everyone agrees we need the Shia of Ebisi Ben Amashulam, who holds that the Shia of Yovish, Kemisha Einoi, is only if it's going to be Shetani Freches Ketziporian. Memela is very gishmak why Tosis actually holds that over there, everyone would agree by Lulav, the Shia is going to be the higher Shia in order to go and give him a din of Lulav Ayovish. The Biskirov only says that we have to really know Balulav L'chiria, the Psul Balulav Ayovish, is because of Hodar, not because of Chosa. And Mameila L'chiria shouldn't be told on this Shia. But Al Koponim in Toysvus, it's the Mashma, that is a Psul of Chosa, then Be'emes, we need the Shia of Ebisi Ben Amashulam, and not the Shia of Tanakama of Yovish, if Yovish by itself is not its Psul, and the Psul is only Kemisha Einoi. Another Marimokim in this Shaila, understanding the Geder of the Psul Yovish in our Mishnah, if it's standing on its own psul, it's its own mum, or because we look at it, Kemisha Einoi, and it's got din like a chosar. This is a Gemara in Chulim, Mevavim at base, in the sugi of Trefus of a behema. The Gemara over there discusses a rea, lung of a behema, Sheyovsha, and the Gemara over there says that it's also totally on the Shu'urim, which we find in our sugi between the Tanakama and the Beauty Ben Amshulim. If the Shia of Yovish, what exactly the Shia of Yovish Horeya is in order to disqualify, to passel the behema Lishchita in the Gemara Chulim Mevavim and Beis. Now over there, Pashtus, the Sugya's Mavura, that the reason why it's a Trefa is because if it's a Yovish, then we say that Soifa Linokiv. Eventually, if it's so dry, then eventually the Rea, the lung, is going to get a hole in, and as we know, that if a Rea Shenikva is a Trefa. But the Rambam in the Cheshchita Pechet Alochazayin, the Rambam's Mavur, that the reason why Rea Sheyovsha, the reason why it is possible, it is a Psul of Chosar, and not because a Psul of Seifa Linokiv. It is a Psul because we look at it, Kemisha Einoi, like we said over here in our Mishnah, that there's a Psul of, there's a Darga of Yovish, which we can already look at the Rea, like it's a Chosar, like already it's not here, it's missing, and the Mela, Rea Shechosra, is also going to be possible. And the Kesef Mishnah already is Medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't learn, like in the Mashmos of the Gemara and other Yishonim over there, that the reason why a long Sheyovsha is a Psul because of Seifa Linokiv. The Rambam is Mashma, the reason why it's possible is because it's a Chosa. Explains over there the Usameach, in Shchita Halach Yud Zayin, says Rami Simcha, the reason why the Rambam understands that the din of the Reya Shenikva, the Reya Sheyovsha, has a halacha of a chosar, and not like the other Rishonim understand, like a Seifa Linokev, is because the Gemara over there brings down our sugya of Yovsha, Oizem, Babachori, the Machlikas, Tanakam, and Ebisim, and Amashulam, and the Pashtus, in order to go and say the two Gemaras have a Sheiches, is because the Gemara, the Rambam understands, like we explained from the Biskariov, the Pshat and Ebiyuti Ben Amshulam, that the Geder of the Psul Yovish is actually a Psul Yovish in order to say that he's Kemisha Einoi, he's a Chosar, and therefore that's what the Rambam says over there, that Yovsha Horeya is going to be possible because he's a Chosra. But says Rami Simcha, that according to this, Be'emes, this is Bein the Shit of the Tanakama and Bein the Shit of Ebiyuti Ben Amshulam, because it is Mashma in the Gemara over there that both of the Deus of our Mishnah, both of them hold the same thing, that the Geder of the Psul Trefus by Rea Sheyovsha is also Midin Chosar, which will be Mashma, not like we explained just now from the Biskirov, that the Tanakama disagrees with the Biskirov and the Mishulim, and he holds that in our Mishnah, there's a new Din of Yovish. But Rami Simcha understands that there's no machlokes between the Tanakama and the Beitim Ben Amishulam, and everyone agrees that the Lomdus, the Havona, and the Geder of the Psul in our Mishnah is because Kemisha Chosra, and they're having a machlokes. In what Shia can we already look at the ear Kemisha Einoi? But the Geder Advarim is everyone agrees is Kemisha Einoi, and that's how he learns over there in the Rambam, in Hilchas Trefus, in Shchita Pekches Halacha Zayin. The Avnei Nezer also in the first Tshuva in Erechaim Siman Aleph, he has an interesting tshuva about someone whose hand, Rechmona Litzlon, dried up, and he wants to know if he's enough Yovish that he can still put tefillin onto the hand, or do we say that since it's a Yovish, it's Kemisha Einoi, it's as if it's not his hand at all, and Mamele has to put tefillin either on the other hand, or on the chilek of the hand, which is not Yovish. This is Avnei Nezer over there discusses, and he also brings down this Shaila, if we understand that Yovish is Kamisha Chosra or Kamisha Einoi. And Kamisha Einoi, do we look at it? Yovish is a new Psul Mum. And if it's a new Psul Mum, Mamela, it's not a Geat Hilchas Tfilin, where there's no Psul Mum in Hilchas Tfilin, and Mamela, he'll still be able to go and wear Tfilin on the hand, even though it was, his hand was Yovish, and Mamela, which is not Psul to go, Legaba Anochas Tfilin. Over there, the Avnei Zeh discusses in the Rambam if the Shia of Yovish, if it has to be the whole ear or only Chalokim of the ear, and this we already discussed earlier in the Mishnah, in the Machlokes between the Haramiri on the Bach, if the Shia of Yovish is also got a Tanai of the Mishnah, that has to be Minaschus v'loy Minor. So this Al-Koponim is a big discussion over here in Achrinim, understanding a Gishmaka Chakira, understanding the Lomdus of the Geder of the Psul Yovish in our Sugya. Is it a psul which stands mitzad atzmoi, that just like a ear which has a hole in is a mum, so too a ear which is dried is a mum? Or do we say the mum is poshut because it's so dry, we look at it kemisha einoi, and therefore it's included automatically in the din of a oizen shechosra? Now just one final point on this omid. The Gemara at the end of the sugya, the Gemara brings down a shaila, exactly the geder of the din, Nekev, which we find in our Mishnah, says the Gemara, Boy Mineir, Beushir, Mevhune Rabbe, Kaushino Anichneses Vyoitza, Oy Kaushino Hoimedes. And he tells him, Omele Izulu Shomati, Kayotzebo Shomati, and it continues on the whole Gemara, bringing Araya to the Shia of the Nekev. Does it have to be the Shia Kaushino Nichneses Vyoitza, or is enough Kaushino Hoimedes? Now, normally one understands the Gemara to mean that the Shaila is how big does the Shia Nekev have to be? Does it have to be a kashino that the allowing the kashino to go in and out, Mamela is going to automatically be a bit bigger than a kashino in order to allow it to be nichnas v'yotze? Or is it enough kashino ho imedes, even though it can't go in and out? This is also enough of a shia nekev, and this is a discussion later on in Gemara. Now, a lot of achrinim, they point out that if we're looking at the lashonis of the Rambam doesn't make any mention at all of this shail of the Gemara, if the shia kashino, is it a shia Shenichneses v'yoytzo, or is it like the second side of the Gemara, Kashino Imedes? And they ask on the Rambam, why does the Rambam not bring down the Loshon of the Shaila of the Gemara, which is discussed over here at the end of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis? In the Divrei Chamudis on the Rosh, in Ois Beis, Divrei Matchil Nikvo, he says a very interesting pshat in the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam be'emes understood that the Gemara means to clear a different Shaila, it's a different Shaila of the Gemara. Says the Divrei Chamudis, if you look in the Loshon of the Rambam, we see that the Rambam brings down something else, the Rambam brings down the halacha, that the Shia of Karshino does not actually need to be the actual shape of the Karshino itself. Even if the Nekev, says the Rambam, is Ogul V'oruch, and is not Ketzur as Karshino, the Rambam said this is also a problem, and this is also called a Nekev K'Karshino. Now, Be'emes, there's no mention to such a halacha in our sugya, even though it could be misvarya like this, that we don't need the actual shape of the kashino, any, as long as it's the right size, even if it's oruch v'ogul, or with different shapes, this will also be enough to be called a psul of nekev kashino. But there's actually no mention, and normally the Rambam doesn't bring down things from his own, and if he does, he says yireli. Memela says the Divrei Chamudis, why does the Rambam pick up such a din from the pashtus of the Gemara? Explains the Divrei Chamudis, that it seems that the Rambam be'emes understood that this is the actual shaila of the Gemara. Do we say that we need to have a kashino hanichneses v'yoytzo that actually bepoil should be able to go in and out? That means that the shape of the nekev is actually exactly the same shape of the tzur of the kashino? Or do we say no, it is enough as long as kashino imedes, as long as the shia of the nekev is kashia of the kashino, even though actually bepoil there'll be no way that the kashino can go in and out, it is oruch v'ogul or any different shape, this will also be enough to say that the ear is a nikiv kashino. And therefore, the Rambam Lalocha, when he paskins the Shaila of the Gemara, he doesn't bring down the Gemara like the Pashtas on the size. Do we need it to be bigger than the Kashino, or exactly the size of the Kashino? The Rambam understands the Shaila of the Gemara is if we need the actual shape of the Kashino, or it can be any other shape as long as you have the right amount of a Nekev Kashino. This is what the Rambam paskins la lochan. La locha we paskin lechumir, even though he says zula shomati, and he says that it's got din nekev, even though the maisa it's a sheer nekev in a different way in orich va'ogul. This is how the Divri Chamudis explains the shit of the Rambam, and Be'emes Lo Yisomeach, in a different place, in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Zayin, he explains this me'atzmoy, he's mechavin to this pshat and the Gemara, to say that this is what the Gemara means to say, kashino hanichneses v'yoytzo, kashino imedes. The Gemara is referring to the Shia, not to the actual size, but to the shape, and to the tzura of the nekev, if we need to have the nekev, ketzuras kashino, or it is enough, that it's a chneser oimedes, and as long as it has the right amount, this will also be enough. Now Chazanish, he discusses, in Simel Chofes, if gotten Dalet, he discusses, lefi this pshat in the Gemara, how do we learn the whole hemshech ha-Gemara, and he discusses which way around to learn the Gemara, kashino anichneses v'yoytzo, oi kashino hoimedes, which side does the Gemara mean to say that the din is that the kashino does not have to be in the right shape, as long as he has the right amount, this is also going to be a psul. But this seems to be a new mahalach in the Gemara, the way the Rambam understands that this is a suffix of the Gemara, kashino hanichneses v'yoytzo, oi kashino imedes, not like the other Rishonim. And the Rambam understands that the Gemara's shaila is, does it have to be the right shape, or can it be anything as long as it has the shear of the nekev, and we're not claiming the size of the nekev, does it have to be able to go in and out, like Rashi explains in the sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.